looking at Tosis yesterday, top Tosis, Bechadim Mokum Tatya Lulab Klumhu. Tosis asked Akasha, why is it one against two? It should be two against two. You have a Chesed Zaguf saying, again, the scenario was that he did the suin already, and he finds that she has a mum, and he's only able to bring Aiden that the mum was there after the Arison. He has no way, proof that the mum was there before the Arison. So Chesed Zaguf says that it happened later. So it happened that, yes, it was there after the Arison, but it was not there before the Arison. She was born without the mum. The womb developed, so it developed at its latest possible time, which is after the Arison, so she's married. And there's also a chazaka that a person would not be shayes b'koyis unless he's boy to kid, so if he didn't assume it must be he was nispayas. On the other side, you have a chazaka, a person is not nispayas by movement. But it's two against one. So Tosfos said that's not true, because it's two against two, because there's also a swar of kan nimsa kan hoyu. Right.
And the that would not occur before Arison.
What?
That would not occur before Arison.
No. Rashi. When we learned the rice, that's how I said it. But Rashi seems to the bottom Rashi on Ein Hayam Abayis seems to stress the point is if he went to the point where he went through chuppah already, he must have been Baidik, and he's Moichel. Or he was raw, but Benefias. And we saw from the figures before, even if he's Makadosh or Amanath, she doesn't have Mumin, if it's Shas Nesuin, he is Meichel, you know, we seem to come out that would work.
So the Bedika, I think we said, was
Ayre Kriva.
So, it's not available to them before Erisa?
You know what? The Chazaka that the person will not move forward only is Shas Nesuin, as Rashi said.
So you
can't prove for sure that he did that process, but before he gets to Suin, he must have done that. That's what Rashi said.
So we end up with a situation where Arison is taking place, then he might find out about something, and now we have to resolve. He may wish to resolve that, back out of that.
Correct.
What would the method be for doing that?
It's a mechatos.
Okay, so no get required.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay, the term in the Gemara says as well, Gabi Baal economic tarti chada, they know the mispayas per moment. So therefore, we have to assume that he had not agreed to this. The chada, the east on the Mamer, so that counterbalances the chazaka that the person was Romani Fayas. And in connecting the chazaka of Hamad Aguba Cheskosa, you also have a chazaka. The east on the Mamer, Khan Nipsen Khan Hoyu. Okay. So it's two against two. Now what happens? The Torah says that furthermore, the Hani Trey Chazaka the Baal, the two Chazakas the Baal have. So you could simply say two against two, now it's a suffix, and then you say Heaven Mamon Al Cheskosa. The Torah says it's more than that. There are other, the Hani Trey Chazaka the Isha, the Khan Nimsu Khan Hoyu. It's all the Micheses Aguf. How do I see that? Either Bebe Sevilla, in the case where the mum was Niskala while she's still Bebe Sevilla, after the Arison. So, at that point in time, you don't have the. You don't have the chazaka that he was because they didn't have the suin yet. So you're dealing with, what are your issues? You have a chesed group saying it happened later, and you have the kind of chesed you were saying that happened earlier. That's the only issues that you have. Right?
What?
The condoms that can't hold you. So the oil of the Sevilla, Allah, Abdul Habi Raya. The Mahana Ches is a goof. We should not have a subject. We're a shoe slaver, meaning condoms, so we can't hold you. Okay. So we see that in that situation, the Chazak of the person is not in this fast movement, it's not in the Gaya. The chazakah, the person will not go ahead without being boredic, and therefore he must have been his bias is not in the game because he has not went to that point of where he has to make that final decision. So that's all off the table. So all you're dealing with is the chesed group versus the kanim to kanhoyu, and the kanim to kanhoyu wins. So we see, so why in this scenario, and now we're saying, maybe about Raya Shachal in this arsa, Haimumanelu. That they were there before the Eris and Pata Miksuvasa. The other time now, so when I put make a matchup between Chesed Zaguf and Kanim Zakanhoyu, Kanim Zakanhoyu wins. Okay, what about the other two? The where if I could take those two off the table. So now I have the two other chazakas, the person is not in the tzvayis of a woman, and the chazakah, which one of those two wins? Well, I have a right to that also. In the case where she's in the chazabal, if you read about right, I'd charge on the tzvayis, so how you been a So now, we know when the woman's there before there, so we've proven that. But there's a new question, maybe he was moichel. So I have two swores in that. I have one swore person not in the tzvayis of a woman. I have another swore person without went through the erisin, through the nesuin, unless he was memoichel. Well, which one wins? The lach is he's potter. Means we assume potter miksubas. The other time a day not in the tzvayis of a woman, he day not in the shesu because he'll make a boykai. So when I make the matchup between these two arguments, the ones which are in favor of the ballot, each one independently is better. And I have both of those over here. So it's the two against two, and it's two better ones against two weaker ones. So why does he pay Ksuva? Can Hashanami the Maisi Raya, the Mishin Isar, so how you move a movement? Am I a Mifter Bahani Tarti Time? He should be Potter because he has these two. Mehani Trey Time. The kanim so can hold you. Greater alif and mecheses a goof. Because of them is besides a woman, other because of them is just okay. So when the agent's by itself, it wins. But he have with Tarbay or Bahadi Adori, a deep time the Isha Minayo. But when you put both together, the women's side wins. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, so it's a problem. The Yeshlemer. The Vale time of the Isha Adifi. No. The arguments of on the woman's side are stronger. Okay. And therefore, there is because chesed guf is better than kanim zekanhoyu, and the sura enam shasvayzom kevoytkoy is better than the sura of enam nisvayis b'mumen. The kanim zekanhoyu greater that divi mecheses a guf. So why in the scenario when the mumen are found reshusav after the erison? So does the Baal, is the Baal Potter from the paying the Ksuva? Kanim Zakanhoyu is not better than Chesed Aguf. But the reason why it wins in that scenario, but it generates enough of a question that I can then bring the Chesed's woman in and say that he doesn't have to pay. Chen Chazaka, they don't mispice with Mumin. Also, Messiah Le Chess's Mumin. So, in the scenario where they already had the Nesu, and then he brings proof that it was there before the Arison, so the Chazakish of where it was, when it was there, we know. So that's not the issue. The issue is, what is his reaction? Well, I have two reactions. I have a reaction, must be his Michael. I have a reaction, he's not Michael. So, why were there, does he win? Chazakah, the enemy spies the movement, also see how the Ches is moment. So even though in Sevara the women's two arguments are stronger arguments in Halacha, but neither one of them is strong enough to decide on its own, because since there is a counter Sevara or a counter Chazaka, A, and there is a fact that he's the Muchzik. So one on its own would not be enough against the other one, but two against the two would be enough, and we ignore the Chesed moment. Okay. So how the math works, how you use this concept, I don't know 100%. Like, you know, when you use the Chesed moment, you don't use the Chesed moment. Tosfos says. The reason why, that when you have two, the woman wins. You don't need both to be true. You need one or the other to be true. He'll agree, time of the Baal, time of the Isha. Right? We definitely, when we have conflict, we're not sure. So the impact of doubt on the husband's side is more slim than the impact of doubt on the woman's side. So I need both of his to be true for him to win. But if I have to say that the body that it was there, Rishas Erison, A, and B, he wasn't Michael. If either one of those is not true, either if it wasn't there, Rishas Erison, if it only came after the Erison, or even if it was there beforehand, if he was Michael, so she wins. So since the level of doubt that I have on the husband's side is more significant, because either one of these is problematic, and her, on the other hand, once one of them is true, she wins. So we give the preference to the woman. That's why her two are better than his two.
So is female relatives form of a issue between the person and the suit? And he proceeds to assume the same. Then his two fail against her two. Does he have to proceed? What if he does not proceed?
If he knew about it beforehand, he proceeds. So we know about it, he was Michael.
Yes. Okay.
That, the question was over here, we have an argument more saying that the case is that he hadn't sued already.
Yes.
Now he claims that there's an issue with the moon. And now, so he says, he claims that, see, he says, I'll tell you about it. So Mishnah says, if he can prove that it was there before the Arison, he wins.
So we're saying that his intelligence was faulty.
We don't know. We don't know. We don't have that information in front of us. He's not sharing that. We don't know. But if he proves that it was only there before the Nesu'in, he loses. The Gemara says, why is he losing? Because there's two Chazakas on her side. The Chazaka, the Chesed said it happened after the Arison, and that he must have been Michael if he went ahead with it. So if either one of those is true, she wins. Because whether he's Merkel or not, if it wasn't there, but she has Arison, who cares? So there's no Mechel Tos. And if it was the Rishas Erison, he was the Mechel. Also, who cares? See, either one of those is true, she wins. We need both of them to be not true for him to win. It's been back to Tosis first Teretz. So you know, Tosis is having this interesting relationship with Chesed Mamon. The Sefer called Kudus HaSveikus, it's printed in the back of the Tosis's brother. There are three brothers, Kudus HaSveikus, the Shumas HaKri, and the Tosis HaChoshen. Parents be pretty proud of their kids, you know. So the Kudus HaSveikus raises the question that how do we look at a Chesed Mamon? There is a Dinah Muchsuk. Is it just simply a cop-out type of an answer? Listen, we don't know what to do. So you leave the money where it is. It has no halachic power to it. In the sense of that, it's not like a chazaka which with these types of chazakas which we use the passing shabbos. It's a default. We don't know what to do. So lachas, you don't do anything. You don't do anything. You don't do an action based on a suffix. You don't take money away from somebody. Maybe this is not gezel. Let me take it from you. You know, that's ridiculous. So we leave where it is. Or alternatively, it's a form of a chazaka like any other chazaka. We have a suffix. The money has been by Reuben until now, so the halachic assumption is the money stays with Reuben until we know otherwise. The same way she's an Eish Zish until now, we assume she's an Eish Zish Vayter until we know otherwise. So this is a form of the same. It's a form of a chazaka, the Mekor. So that's the subject that he deals with in the first klal in Kudus HaSveikus. He deals with that question. So there is an argument to look at a Chesed Mamon as a form of a chazaka the mekar as well. So if you see it like that, which that's what it comes out to, you, one place where you see that in halacha is the halacha of by karka. By karka, you go bust of the you know nobody. You can't be machzik. You can't hold on to karka, physically hold on to karka. Right. The character holds on to you eventually. Right? You can't hold on to the character.
Yeah.
But there is a law of Chesed Marikam. The person who's the last known established owner has halachic rights in Bezdin. Because he's the Morikama, he's the last known owner. We assume it's his until we know otherwise. So you see, there is room in the world of Chesed Mamon for this concept. Now, Chesed Merkama is not as strong as Muchsik. So is Muchsik just a better Chazaka de Mekar type of a sword, or is something totally different? That's part of this question. But there is such a concept in Mamon as well, that we use Chazaka de Mekar type of a sword. That being said, since it would be a chesed, it would function as a chesed din, not as a chesed a goof. Since he was the owner, until the same way she's an HDish until now, she's right to an HDish. Since he was the owner, he's right to the owner. It's a concept. It is a chazaka. It is a chesed din type of a sword. So chesed din is weaker than a chesed a goof. The Tosis is saying, but in a case where you have kind of the kind of how you is a form of chesed a goof. And Chesed Guf is a form of Chesed Guf. So there we hear the logic saying, arguing that the Cheskes Din of Muchsik, Chesed Mamon, can play a role between the two Cheskes Guf, Cheskes Chazakas of the Guf. Right? The question is why, when there's two, is it ignored? The Tosha doesn't. The Tosha says, but. When you have the two swarters playing on the woman's side, So then, to bring the Chesed Momen on the bowel side, Tosfos says that you don't do. I think what Tosfos means is, since we are agreeing in Svara that the two chazakas on the woman's side, each one independently, really is stronger than its counter chazak. Chesed Guf is stronger than counter zakanoyu. Chazaka that he must and Venifai is stronger than the chazaka of Enam Isfai's movement. So when you have both of those compelling arguments, those are machria, and the Chesed Momen never gets a chance to play a role, because a Cheskes Din is basically dealt with Malkim Sofik. This is what you do. Well, I don't have a Sofik because I have a Hachroa with these two arguments together. That's what Tosfos seems to be saying this morning. Tosfos using Cheskes Momen is as a form of a Chazaka to make Korah, not just as a default halacha.